It's only one person looking at you. That good looking young man over there. I've seen him on my yard.
Mighty.
Hi, my name is Wendy Marshall, and I was wanting to welcome you to the Empire segment. I also have our co-host, which is Mr. Gardner Red. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and God bless everybody that's out there.
Absolutely. We have some new and exciting information that we want to pass along to the community. We have a wonderful new project that we have here in Randallstown, Maryland. I want to introduce you guys to the Empire Center. Mr. Red, yes. You want to let them know what the Empire Center is all about.
Yes. The Empire Center is a community center. It works with the seniors as well as other individuals that would like to be trained. There'll be training posted for different type of jobs, how to do interviews, and working with the community organization, especially our church groups.
Exactly. I know that you guys have some very exciting things going on there in the center. You also house a number of entities inside of that center as well, and one being the Empire Group Incorporated. You want to let people know exactly what you guys do there?
Yes. The Empire Group has been in existence since 1976. I thank God for giving me that vision. It's a vision to empower the people in reference of insurance. We purchase insurance and we really don't know what we're purchasing. Part of that at the Empire Group, what we're going to do is we're going to be talking about the different types of insurance, why you should have it, how you should buy insurance. We're going to be doing all those things for the community.
Okay. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I know in our community, insurance is a much needed product. However, a lot of our individuals do not have it.
That's true. Years ago, I'm going to give my age away a little bit here. there was industrial insurance, and that's what we were buying in the metropolitan area. We need to change our minds and change the way that we do business, and leaving legacies behind for our children. I didn't get my 40 acres in a mule.
So, I don't think I got mine either.
So, we need to actually change the way that we're doing business to empower. The other part that the Empire Group is, you can't empower a community without jobs. And so those are some of the things that we're doing. You will get in this segment how insurance actually works. When it's lapsed, that means that you haven't paid the insurance.
Okay.
Or when you have to have children's insurance. And, in our community, we have to insure our children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's sad, but a lot of our community, our young folks are dying at a rapid pace. And that's another show that we will talk about that. We're going to go into some individual things in different shows. One of the things I wanted to also bring up is that you also have two different associations that you're housing there in the center as well. And I'm sorry, people, let me just let you know, the center is in Randallstown, Maryland. It's 9637 Liberty Road, Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And if you have any questions about anything that we speak about on this segment, you can also call in to their location, which is 443-426-2040. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
We'd like for you to look at your insurance policies, have reviews, call in with any questions that you may have in reference to life insurance, whether it's you believe that it's bad or whether you believe that it's good. You really need to train yourselves on the process of insurance. And here's one for you that you can take and you can sit down and think about. Why are you buying insurance off of television? Ed McMahon and Lou Rawls and all the rest of them don't have a license, okay?
Okay.
The best way to purchase a life insurance policy is have a physical body. That means that person should be insured themselves with $1 million of what they call is E&O, errors and omissions insurance.
Okay. And they're actually licensed agents that can come and sit down and actually speak with you face to face.
Yes, the state of Maryland, in order for an individual to have to even talk about life insurance policy, they have to have a license.
Okay. Now, some more exciting news. You guys are recruiting.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
You know, we're looking for individuals. You know, you don't have to have a college degree to have become an insurance agent. You just have to have the drive to do so. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for agents because we are going to be giving out what they call as leads, free leads, because of the marketing and advertisement.
Okay.
We're looking for managers and admin support. All of these things. And basically, you just have to send a resume in.
Okay.
Or make the phone call.
And they're going to be sending that resume to info@theempiregroupinc.com. It's info at theempiregroupincs.com. That was a long one. Okay, and also, I mean, this center sounds amazing. It's a 9,000 square foot facility, and as I understand, you guys are also expanding as well.
Yes, correct? We are. Yes, we
okay.
are.
Okay. And so you guys have the training spaces available in the facility as well as the classroom rentals?
That's correct.
And executive suites?
And executive suites.
Okay.
We found that, and we'll start with the executive suites.
Okay.
We found that individuals starting a business, the overhead is great. So what we're doing is we're renting out the office. You'll have the phone service, clerical service. All of those amenities will be there for you. It's not a premium price at all.
Okay.
It's a price that you can afford to pay to get your business up and running.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's awesome when you're talking about someone that's just starting up a business and have no resources.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then the classrooms, the rentals on the classroom, you have small events that you like to do, and you don't want to go out there to the larger halls that's going to cost you a lot of money. We do have the rental space available to the individuals.
Okay. And again, if they want to find out about the availability of the classrooms or the executive suites, they are to call into the Empire Center, LLC. And again, that phone number is 443-426-2040.
Exactly.
The okay.
person that you want to ask for is a Wendy Marshall.
Nice. Nice. Now, we are also out of that center, also hosting some community outreach seminars, some educational pieces on financial empowerment. Those seminars are actually being given by various individuals that are housed in the facility, correct?
That's correct. One of them is Senior Safety Online. And with Senior Safety Online, it's going to work with individuals that's living into the senior facilities. But when we talk about the advantage programs, we're going to have seminars so individuals could actually learn about these advantage programs, the do's and the don'ts, why you should have it. And some people, they don't need it because they have other things in place. We'd like to do the, as far as the outreach is concerned, if you have some little small events and with the seniors, you can give us a call. We'll try to work around some of those things that you can have a facility, a clean professional facility that you can have your seniors there.
Mm-hmm.
The financial empowerment is working with several individuals. We're getting ready to merge in with a group called the McLarkin Group, which is the largest property and casualty company in the United States. And we're looking at putting quite a few things together so we make sure that the people are getting the right insurance for their needs.
Okay, so it's kind of like a one-stop shop facility there. Now, I also understand that you also are going to have even down to credit repair.
Yes, which is important. You know, we've gotten away from cash money.
Mm-hmm.
And so now what you have is the debit cards, the prepaid cards, all these things that will get you hooked into society's financial woes. But we definitely need to make sure that our credit is straight in order for us to move forward and, you know, to empower our own children to make the right decisions. And a lot of times we're not doing that because our credit is poor, so we can't do the things for our children as we want to do. So at the center, we will be given, and there will be classes on credit repairs, and we have a professional organization that's going to do those things. And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg in order for you to get things straight. It takes you to want to get it straight.
If
commitment. If you don't want to get it straight, then you'll stay in the same place. And if you're staying in the same place, that means you can't see past the wall that you're looking at.
Right. So, and it's important, I want everyone to know, if I had known at a younger age how important credit was and how it can hold you back if you have poor credit, I promise you I would have done a lot of things differently. And this is something that we have to instill in our children at an early age to be responsible for their finances. So that's awesome that is also being held there at the facility. Now, I know that we are streaming live. I mean, we are coming to you live. So if you have any questions while we're here during the segment, you can call in to the station, which is 410-481-1400, or you can listen live at www.mybaltimorespirit.com. Now, there were a couple other things that I wanted to talk to you about. And just to also let you know that this actual segment is being hosted or sponsored by the Empire Center LLC. I encourage people to come out to the center to see it. It is a beautiful state-of-the-art facility. It is wonderful. It's the first of its kind in Randallstown. And it is actually minority-owned. So that's awesome. That's a great accomplishment, Mr. Red. And I look at it as a very big blessing because not many people are able to do the things that you're going to be doing out of that center for the community.
It is a blessing. And one of the other pieces is, and as far as our, church is concerned, we do seminars, and especially for final expenses, credit repairs, financial seminars. We want our individuals to know exactly what they're purchasing. Now, here's the other piece, is that when you walk into the church, you're going to have 100 individuals that's already licensed for insurance. I've been in this business since 1976. I was a regional vice president of several large companies.
Telling your age again.
Yeah. Well, we were trained to sell product, not for needs. Now we're trying to address those needs. If you look, and some of you that's in the same age bracket that I'm in, the larger companies pulled out of the metropolitan area. Now they're trying to get back in because they see a value. There's a value in insurance, and one of those things is legacy building. How many of us can leave our children $250,000 when we die?
Not very many. And that's what you call an immediate estate.
You're daggone right. And one of the other pieces about it is that when you leave that legacy behind, you want to make sure that you have the right beneficiaries on there. And there's several different beneficiary statements that you can place on a life insurance policy.
Right, and that's a whole nother show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I don't want to give everything away in one segment. But I haven't actually been specific enough. That's because as we go along, we're going to take the topics. Children's insurance, why you should have it. I'll just give you one caveat, and that is that you can purchase, say, a 4-year-old a $5,000 policy for $28 a year. All right. And so when we talk about the metropolitan area, our children are getting drive-bys, different things, and not just drive-bys, just medical conditions, and it is a hardship. Some of your financial planners will say, well, child's death is not a hardship. It is a hardship when your child precedes you in death. I know because my oldest child did precede me.
So, like I say, if you can't afford to live, you definitely cannot afford to die.
Exactly.
And it may sound crazy, but, it's a burden on your family when you have individuals that are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
And cannot afford to pay out of pocket for a funeral. And I'm sorry, we have someone on the line here.
Hello.
Hello. Absolutely. Absolutely. What you want to do is you want to give us a call at the center. And if you hold on for a moment, I'm going to get some information from you so that I can make sure that we follow up with you. Okay. But absolutely, we will have someone come out and sit down with you and review a couple of things with you.
Well, you know, ma'am, you're absolutely correct. It's hard to go to the funeral home and think that you have a life insurance policy and you don't have it. Okay. And then what we're doing is we're actually setting up accounts and hoping and praying that somebody puts some money in the account. See, you know, funeral homes are not going to bury you unless they get paid. It's a business.
Absolutely not. Okay. Yes, ma'am. You are absolutely correct. So if you want to hold for me one moment, we're going to get some information from you, and then we'll have someone come talk to you, okay? Thank you. You have a blessed day. Okay. All right. So I just want to let everyone know, Empire Center, Randallstown, Maryland, 9637 Liberty Road, Randallstown, 21133. Again, the telephone number is 443-426-2040. Mr. Red, it has been a pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. I just want to tell the audience, you need to listen to this show.
Okay? Absolutely.
Because we're going to tell you the truth about insurance, okay? And when we do, you're going to realize that maybe I've been bamboozled.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. Well, I have too. So, you know, it's nothing personal. It just means that we have to learn how to make better decisions when it comes to our finances.
Absolutely. So we will be here with you again tomorrow at 10:15. And if you have any questions, make sure you have them ready for us, because we will be taking phone calls tomorrow. Everyone have a blessed day.